Okay, update on the injury report. Marquise Wilson, foot, did not participate. Pernell McPhee, knee, did not participate. Antrell Roll, knee, did not participate. Eddie Royal, knee, was limited. Zach Miller, rib, was limited. Sam Macho, shoulder, was limited. Shea McClellan, ankle, was limited. Tracy Porter, ankle, was limited. Any questions?
What have you missed, John, without Royal being out there the last 5 weeks?
You know, we haven't been able to keep our same wide receiver group together for some time. So, you know, obviously he's a guy we thought highly enough to go out and sign a free agency. I think, you know, he started the season in pretty good shape. And, you know, he's been, you know, banged up. He had the knee sprain. And, you know, he looked actually pretty good today in practice.
Ken, how disappointed were you to see Martellus Bennett go from, you know, day-to-day to IR in like 24 hours?
Well, I think, you know, he got a fractured rib against Denver a couple weeks back. You know, it flared up to the point where we didn't bring him to Green Bay. You know, he tried to gut it up and go, you know, this past week, and, you know, it just wasn't going to work. And the only real way to fix him is to, you know, let it rest to heal. Playing football is not real conducive to healing ribs. So, you know, we determined to, you know, IR him. It was best for us and him moving forward.
What have you liked about Kadeem?
You know, I think I mentioned before, I go all the way back to our, you know, Cleveland preseason game. You know, I'd seen him in practice and all those things. But, you know, that's when he stuck out to me as being a very physical, hard runner. You know, I think he has showed that to us when he's gotten opportunities this season. So, you know, he's a physical runner, north-south. You know, he probably has as good a run after, or, you know, after hit first hit as anybody. So that's what impresses me.
Yeah. Is there anything in particular that Eddie Goldman, you want to see from Eddie Goldman now that he's kind of taken the first few steps to, in the final quarter of his rookie season?
You know, what I expect of every one of these guys is to get better. You know, and I think, you know, honing their craft, you know, when you're playing against the caliber of players that you know, are in this league, you know, I think it's just important that, you know, you keep that simple. And, you know, he's a young player that's learning. I think, you know, Jay Rogers, our D-line coach, does an outstanding job of teaching technique. You know, I think Vic does a good job of putting those guys in positions. And, you know, it's up to them to take that information and hone their craft.
What do you think you've seen from a young player like Amos? He had a tough day against the Niners. What tells you he can bounce back from that?
Well, I mean, he's, you know, he's had tough plays. You know, nobody goes through these games unscathed. I mean, I don't care what position you play. You know, he had a couple plays that I'm sure he'd like to redo. But, you know, that's why you play the game. You know, those things happen, and he's a young guy. He's a competitor. He's a professional, and you just go back to work and, you know, try to, first of all, with mistakes, you admit them. Second thing is you correct them, and then do everything you can not to make the same mistake again.
Coaches, you know, the division makes all the difference. The fact that the Redskins come in here with a lot to play for, does that add to the competitiveness and intensity heading into the game?
I mean, look, you know, they don't have any more to play for than we do. You know, you play the game to win, and we'll be doing our best to do that.
When you look at the Redskins offense, what do you see in the way they're using Jordan Reed that makes him an effective target?
You know, he's a F tight end, you know, like a lot of people utilize in this league. I think much like we use Zach Miller, you know, our 86. But he's an athletic guy. He's a good route runner. You know, Kirk seems to have a comfort level with him. I think that relationship can develop with quarterbacks because, you know, the tight end or F tight end is in those locations, and they utilize that a lot. And it's the West Coast offense, and they all always have.
Is there any chance that you would shut any of the guys down who haven't been practicing just, you know, for their sake, you know, for the rest of the season, let them get healthy for next year?
You know, again, I don't really – you know, believe in shutting them down. I mean, I don't really know what that means other than, you know, they can't play and you IR them and you need somebody else to play in their place. So, you know, we're trying to, you know, get ready to play the Washington Redskins. It's no different than last week trying to, you know, get ready to play the 49ers.
Time for one more.
Any update on Kevin White? He's up there.
You know, he's just day-to-day. You know, he improves every day. You know, like, I know it's great for him. He's really working his tail off to, you know, to get back into football. So, yeah, he had a good day today.
Did he do more today than he did last week?
You know, he just practices. You know, so that's what we do.